Good morning, Leaders of Faith listeners. This is your host, Michael Bailey, and founding pastor of Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center. Now, today is Miracle Monday. Now, this miracle happened a while back here in the city of Chicago. Now, me and my wife, First Lady Dr. Jackson Bailey, we're rushing to get to early morning foundation classes to be members of Living Word Christian Center. And then my cell phone fell out of my pocket. I lost it in the cab. Remember those orange flip phones that Motorola used to make? That's the kind of cell phone that it was. Had all my contact information in it. Now, it's a good thing, as we lost that cell phone, that our pastor was talking about putting faith to practice. And yes, we put that faith thing to practice. And here's how it went. Now, Chicago is this huge, vast place. It's called the Second City. Now, how are we in the world supposed to get this cell phone back? It's through faith, y'all. We had to put our faith into practice to make this miracle happen. So what we did, we spoke to the cell phone to return to us. It was so simple. We just used those practices that's right in the word, the promises of God. He said, speak those things that be not as though they were. I said, that cell phone will return to me unhindered and unchecked by any outside force in Jesus' name. I call that phone back into my hands now in Jesus' name. It will return to us. We called the bus company. We called the cab company. And for whatever reason, they could not find it. But later on that day, someone gave us a call and said, hey, did you happen to lose a cell phone? Meet us at Logan Square to come and get your cell phone. So we rushed over to Logan Square, got the cell phone, and thanked the people for returning the phone. That's the power of God. That's the kind of God we serve. So we asked, how did you find the cell phone? They said it was on the blue line headed east. Now, the blue line goes all the way to Forest Park, which is west of Chicago. We weren't even on the blue line. So how did it even get to the blue line? But once again, that's the power of God, and that's the power of prayer. That's the power of taking action and using his promises. So that's a miracle that me and my wife experienced. So this miracle had everything about putting faith into action, just like Jesus put his faith into action when he spoke to the fig tree and cursed it from the roots. And when the disciples saw the fig tree withered away, when they came back, they were marveled. They saw a miracle done. Matthew 21 and 21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So this goes to show you that you can speak to things and you have authority in the earth, and you can see signs and wonders and miracles happen just by speaking to things. Feel free to share your journey of miracles. Go to our Facebook page, Trinity Stone Christian Center, and let us know what miracles you have experienced. I look forward to your comments, your videos, and have a great and blessed Monday.